Alright, today I'm facing the boys because you always, push them to the end of the world. And it doesn't matter how I arrange, you still sit in front of me. And you keep pushing until I myself feel pressure. I really do feel pressure. When somebody is pushed to the limit, I feel pressure every time. So today I'm facing the boys, so don't ask me why. It's Sunday also, you see, all the boys are pushed until the end of the toilet. Really, every Sunday. Doesn't matter how much I say, they still push. It is not where they sit, they squeeze together, The females, I don't know why, what's wrong with you females? Huh? What's wrong? Why you have to push? Why have to squeeze like that? Mm. You see that? Even now we have tape it. They all sit up to the limit. So the boys will never dare to sit too close, because they feel, because they're feeling misunderstood. They fear that the female misunderstand them. So they always sit a little bit further. And the further they go, the females continue their march, always attacking from the side. So I feel very sorry for the boys, because boys are gentlemen. They're not used to pushing at home. At home, all the women are pushing the husbands. I know that, because I was one. Don't tell people. Women used to getting what they want at home, by using all kinds of tactics, like being sweet and being honey and all kinds of things. That's why you see how so many women come to retreat. Because most men stay home earning money, taking care of the babies. Yes, honey, I love you. Now, goodbye. I'm going to see Master. Oh, you take care. Dear sweetheart, you know how to cook, don't you? Yeah. And the children are very beautiful, aren't they? Yes. Just like that, and then, okay. Sunday full of women. And the women sit there. Even if men and women came here, mostly the men would take care of the children for the woman to sit. And then they push all the time. You better check your inner beauty. Huh? Be fair and square, okay? Don't always use your lovely trick to run over your husband, because the account will be kept in heaven. Well, at least it's kept here. Look at that. You see the tape? Where it is? I know. If I tape it right here, you would never see me again. You see that? I tape it up to there, But still, they are in front of me. See that? You see that? That's why I told the boys, tape it right at the end. See, they are still in front of me. Just like that. And yesterday, they say, okay, then let the boys sit in the front. You saw yesterday? And they all were pushed into two thin lines. From the gate to the end of the world. You saw that? Yeah? And then all the women concentrated in front here. So more or less, the boys hardly see Master at all because they sit right there. And at the end of the gate. They have been pushed into two lines. Very thin lines. So it's the same. It's right out of the same. I have to see all the women. Yeah. Only a few, you know, monks here and there. I got there and I push the monks. Oh my God. I say I give up. Women, they're genius. They're genius. It's good that I'm a woman. I know all their tricks. Otherwise, do you think you can sit here and laugh? Or you probably sit somewhere down there. Down the stream, 3 miles away. and comforting yourself as if hearing Master's voice is better than nothing. I tell you. You saw that. You saw all the performance, no? Since the retreat day up to now. Did you see the performance? Huh? Oh, they're so clever, all these women. No wonder since old time, all the practitioners are afraid of women because of the seat problem. That's why the Buddha did not want to accept women in his Sangha. He was afraid there would be no seats left for the monks. Normally the monks supposed to sit around the Buddha and listen, but when the woman came, they're all gone. Pushed to the end of the world. All made became two thin lines. God. Oh my God. You see that? You see that? You see that? I sit in the middle, yeah? And to be fair, the tape should be right in the middle here for both of you. But even then, we put right on the end, and they're still in the middle. And you're still there. I can never win. Oh, this woman. I'm scared of her. And you're laughing. You're so used to being scared of your wife. Now you come here and you're content to sit anywhere. And even laugh at yourself.
Ashamed.
I am the only woman here and must protect all of you males. Can you believe this? And when I saw in the kitchen, even the female's food is more than yours. Other females counter there. They have more food. All kinds of food. Even the fruits are better. Much more variety of fruits. Yeah, and more variety of dishes. And you have only three or four. I saw it the other day. Oh my God. Yeah, you have to protect yourself. I'm alone, I can't do it all the time. You know what? To be loved by your wife is not to be scared of her. You have to make a man out of yourself. Really. It's not that you always obey your wife, then she loves you. No, no. Women hate cowards. You have to stand up and be something. Be the man of the house. Be the owner of your abode. Be the master of where you are. And you have to speak whatever is right. And you have to protest whatever is incorrect. You must be a man above all, in order to earn the respect of a wife or any woman. If you are the wife, would you love a man the way they behave, like a coward? Always, yes, madam, no, madam. Any woman doesn't like a weak man. Even if she bullies you, it's just because you are so weak, yeah? And she doesn't like you. She doesn't like the way you behave. So she continues to throw tantrum around. Just because you are not the one that she likes. You know, she expects you to be more manly. Yeah? More courageous. So be that. And then you get more love and respect from a woman. If the worst comes to the worst, you're kicked out of the house and become a bachelor again. Which you have been from the beginning until the day you begot your trouble. So you better get used to the idea. The worst thing that could happen to you is that you become a bachelor again. Is that so bad? You have been there for 20 years at least. Since the day you were born until you were 25, you were a bachelor. So what's the problem with that? Huh? Why do you fear to lose a woman when the world is full of them? If you don't match each other and you cannot endure anymore, well, you're free. Okay? Or become a man. Become a real husband. And show the woman her place. Be a woman. It's nice to be a real woman. So allow them to be, by allowing yourself to be a man. And so don't blame women when they talk about equality and women's right and wrong and all that kind of thing. Just because they don't have a man they can worship. They look down upon men. That's why they ask for equality. If they loved and respected a man, they would love to stay in their womanly place and be very happy about it. It's just because a man in their house doesn't show them the authority, doesn't show them a sure-footed attitude of a mature and confident man. So they think men are up to no good. Why should he earn more wages than me, my husband, when he's such an idiot? Whatever I tell him to do, he does it. Even if I'm wrong, he doesn't correct me. Even if I say something bad, he never dares to answer back to me. So what kind of qualification does he deserve to have more money than me? Understand?
Yeah.
Show them your intelligence. Show them your gentleness, but firmness. Show them your love, but from a manhood standpoint. Men are made different from women. That's okay. There's no need for women to become men and no need for men to become a woman. Yeah? God made both of us so we enjoy each other's rights and company. And should now you desire company, then you make it a good one. If you keep always being scared of your wife, then you make your family a hell for her, for your children as well as for yourself. So it's your duty toward yourself, toward your wife, toward your children, to make your house a better place, a more proper place to live as family members. In a family, a man must be a man, okay? To make a good example for your sons later. And a woman should be a woman to make a good example of femininity for the daughters in the future. Each one must have their place and take care of their own duty. You do your best. You go out to earn your money and you take care of your family. You love your wife and be faithful as I have taught you. And that's all you do. Anything else you don't put up with. Anything unreasonable. Anything that is not just. You have to teach your wife the right way. That is your duty. To let your children know whom to respect. If they don't respect the father, how can you run your family? Understand?
Yeah.
If your wife doesn't respect you, how can you get the respect from your children? The most you get is pity, and that's no good. Don't you ever think that if you always subdue yourself to your wife's power, she will love and respect you more? No. I can guarantee you, no woman will like that. Except some of the nutcases, I don't say. And if you find out that your wife is such a nutcase, I permit you to leave. You deserve a better one.
Yes.
As a good practitioner, as a good provider of the house, you are more worthy than gold. You don't gamble, you don't drink, you don't go out and flirt around with women. I think you are the best man in the world. So you deserve better treatment at home. And if you don't get it, it's your fault. You have a duty. Yeah? To keep your respectable standard. For your children's sake, for your wife's sake, for your own sake, and for anybody else who comes in contact with you. If you can't do that, don't call yourself a man.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.